I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. After nearly 7 hours of testimony, a State House subcommittee has approved a plan calling for new electronic touchscreen voting machines that print a paper ballot. Several county election directors testified in favor of electronic ballot markers, saying they're easier to use. But cybersecurity experts, election integrity activists, and several concerned citizens testified that hand-marked paper ballots are cheaper and much more secure. Well, following a series of study committee meetings last year, a bill that would create a state authority to control Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport has been introduced by Jackson Republican State Senator Burt Jones. Senate Bill 131 would create the Georgia Major Airport Authority. Members would include the governor, lieutenant governor, and the Speaker of the House or their designees, as well as the state transportation and public safety commissioners, and four people with experience in business, aviation, law, or accounting that would be appointed by the House Speaker and the Senate President. Both Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and Atlanta-based Delta Airlines, which is the airport's largest tenant, oppose the proposal. Auditors say the city of Atlanta spends more on overtime than similar cities around the country. According to their report, Atlanta paid $58 million in overtime last year. They attribute it to generous overtime policies and mistakes. The report says some employees were given overtime pay who were not eligible. The Atlanta Police Department accounts for nearly half of the payments. Police officials say there were many big events in the city requiring extra security. And environmental groups are seeking a court order to block seismic testing for oil off the coast of Georgia and other states until the lawsuit can be heard. Seismic testing uses loud blasts of sound to check for deposits of oil underwater and can put animals like whales and dolphins at risk. Dan Hoskins with Oceana says many marine animals depend on sound for survival.
Everything from feeding, mating, communicating, and avoiding predators. And so disrupting these functions that are necessary for their survival could risk serious injury or even death.
The federal government could begin issuing permits for seismic testing in March, but environmental groups, local governments, and coastal states are suing to block the testing altogether. And a group of Atlanta area churches and faith groups have joined on to a sweeping lawsuit challenging Georgia's voting system. Voting rights group Fair Fight Action will be joined by Ebenezer Baptist Church, Begonton Missionary Baptist Church, and Virginia Highland Church in the suit. The 6th Episcopal District, which represents more than 500 African Methodist Episcopal churches in Georgia, is also a plaintiff. The suit seeks massive electoral reforms following the November 6th general election that was marred by claims of voter suppression. And in sports, Atlanta United will play in its first major game since winning the MLS Cup tonight in Costa Rica. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
The CONCACAF Champions League features 16 of the best teams in North and Central America, as well as the Caribbean. Speaking to All Things Considered, GPB sports correspondent John Nelson says even qualifying for the tournament is a big deal.
For Atlanta United being only in its third year of existence to be on a stage this big, I think it speaks a lot to what Darren Eales, Carlos Bocanegra, and Arthur Blank have been building from the absolute beginning.
Atlanta will play a two-game series against CS Herediano. Tonight's game will begin at 10 p.m. Next week, United will host the Costa Rican club on the campus of Kennesaw State University at 5th Third Bank Stadium. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.